USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest on the pandemic's origins, Dan Naraki reports.
A newly disclosed intelligence report shows that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital treatment in November 2019, reigniting a debate over the origins of COVID-19. Former national security official with the Clinton administration and Atlantic Council senior fellow Jamie Metzl is calling for a full and open investigation into the virus's origin. He tells CNBC that it's critically important to find out where the virus came from.
There's a reason why when a plane crashes, we do everything possible to understand what happened. Until we know other planes are in the air, until we know how this pandemic started, we're all unnecessarily at risk. And that's why from day one, from the earliest days of the pandemic last year, I and a small number of others, and it's great this number is growing, have been calling for a full investigation into all origin hypotheses, including that what I see as a very likely possibility that this pandemic started from an accidental lab incident followed by a criminal cover-up.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1935, the location, Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. Flash, 1977, Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' Star Wars movies hits American theaters.
I didn't come back just to say goodbye. I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust.
We're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
Quiet down. Even a month bigger than a meteor.
I'm quiet.
See how quiet I am. You can barely hear me.
Won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself the Empire won't even mess with this old rock.
Things can change.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Should not have come back.
Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales, $800 million worldwide. Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. the Princess, said it wasn't a movie opening, it was like an earthquake. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are on the way for Taiwan, the health minister said on Tuesday, as he extended virus-related restrictions until the middle of June, even though the trend in new infections is falling. I'm Lance Pry, this is USA Radio News.